Marlon Smoke Podcast, welcome back. It's been about a week. I apologize for the delay for my, you know, my loyal listeners. I'm working a big job now, and like I'm a general manager now, so it's like, you know, they try to challenge me and make things difficult, and it's kind of stressing me. So it's like my thoughts for the podcast and my thoughts for work be kind of like combined, you know, like they try, I'm having too much fun. They try to break my spirit, you know what I'm saying? They really try to break my spirit. I think I might have to get up out of there and, you know, get another opportunity. But got a lot to talk about, man. It's been like 6 days since y'all heard from me. I got tons of episodes. You could just go down the list. I got over hundreds of episodes of any of my new listeners. You know, I'm a new podcaster, but I've been doing it. I got episodes like a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I got episodes like I'm a vet. You know what I'm saying? I'm already in the hundreds. You know what I'm saying, with my episodes. Like, you know, I name my episodes, so I don't really like show you, but like if I post mines, you'll see like I'm like pretty far. So I got like a lot. I've been dropping juice for a long time. So you can just, you know what I'm saying, scroll down the list and, you know, have fun, like whatever it is, you know what I'm saying. It's plenty of them that it's always something you can go back and find that you haven't heard, you know what I'm saying. If you heard them all, then hey man, I love you, man. Thank you for, you know, thanks for tuning in to me or whatever. But first, I'm going to stop, man. Nicki Minaj. Now, I hate to be a nigga that, you know, talking about bras. I hate that. I hate, you know, but I got to speak on it. You know, I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her because she's black and she's, you know, she's a black queen and I don't want to see nothing happen to her and everything or whatever. And she beautiful. She look, you know, but this new, first of all, I'm going to say I stand with her with the writing your own shit wave. I stand with her 100% behind that. So when it comes, so I'm actually a really, really real fan. Not a fan, but I'm like a real supporter of her, because even with the Cardi B and Nicki shit, you know, that always comes up all the time. And like, I'm for surely 100% that Cardi B is kicking her ass. I just said that on the last my last episode. Cardi B is definitely kicking her ass. But I'm still for Nicki. I'm still for, you know, writing your own shit. I feel her where she's coming from about talking about writing her own shit. I feel all that. You know, it's just a different era. I hate when they try to slander. They try to crucify you. If you want people to, they try to crucify you. If you want people to write their own shit, if you feel like, oh, it's a problem with that, it's like they want to crucify you, like you old school, you're mine, you're a hater. You know, people got their preference. But I seen the pic, the video she posted today with the new Philly Prince or whatever she got going. She been rocking the shit out the motherfucker. She look good as shit in them joints. I think that the reason that she's even going as far as what she's doing with that shit is because her ass looks so good in them Friendly prints. That's why she's wearing them motherfuckers so much. They done tried to give her ass a contract, or they done gave her a contract. But I think that's what it is. Like, she looks like those, you can't really, it looks like perfect in them Philly prints. She love that shit. You can see it. Like, she has fun wearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? And, but she had like, I guess like no bra or something on, and I don't know what it was, but she had like a jacket and the nipples were covered, of course. you know, the nip, like I said, the nipples were covered, but the stomach and, you know, she looked like really, really exposed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she was really out, but it looked lovely. Like I said, it looks lovely, but it looks fucking plastic, man. Like, I'm talking about her shit looks so, like, that shit look good. It's like, the titties are so big and round and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I love that area of a woman's body right there. Like, the titties and their stomach. Like, I love, like, I love that area. So, like, that's like, and it, but it just really looked like, she looked like a fucking Chucky doll. Like, look at her boobs and her stomach on that post. And she really looked like, she looks like a plastic Chucky doll, man. Like, really, like, just look at that. Like, it's not even, like, what complexion is she? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, Nicki Jow, like, light. Like, that Joe looked like it's like, what's the fuck? The color of, like, the color of a Chucky doll. Or, like, the color of, like, maybe she's trying to be a Barbie? Or, I don't know. Like, I remember she, the Barbs, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't know, man. That shit didn't look good. It looked like, man, if you even was to bite her, like, say you was to bite her titty hard as shit or something on the side. Like, what's gonna come out? Is it gonna be blood, fucking milk, plastic surgery juice, jelly from the, you know, like, from the fucking silicone? Like, what the hell is gonna, like, she did, it looked like you had, like, if you, it looked like if you cut her, like, on some little short shit, she wouldn't even bleed. Like, you would have to get deep to get in, like, that's how thick that shit looks. Like, young, that's crazy because, all right, first off, Nicki Minaj, you like 37. But, you know, black don't crack, but, like, that area right there, unless she was, like, a real, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, she looked like she worked out. But you already know, if she worked out, that shit would be, well, I don't follow Nicki like that, like, but I ain't never seen a video of Nicki Minaj in the gym. Never. But her body looked like she motherfucking, it's almost like she goes to get the plastic surgery for different looks. Like, I want to look like I'm gaining weight this time, so let's put a little weight here, make my ass bigger and make thighs bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like I said, they, you can tell that, like, how could you be so rich that you can post a picture, get in the comments, and then post another video answering back to the people like, hey, stop picking on me. You Nicki Minaj, who gives a fuck what somebody in the comments saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, you see where they minds be at? Like, that's what I'm saying. They be on their phone more than us. More than us. Like, that little dude, little Nis or something like that, said your favorite rapper, you happier than your favorite rapper. Bruh, what? Like, remember what we were saying, that was the thing. That's what really was making her lose in the beginning, because it was like, Cardi B started making everybody, like, think about regular shit. And then it was like, damn, what regular shit do we really see Nicki Minaj doing? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just like a gym. Like, when the fuck, you see what I'm saying? Like, her shit looked tightly ripped, like she be in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that shit looked lovely. Like, lovely. I would love to, like, you know what I'm saying? But she just don't look real, man. She don't look real. Like, she looked like a thick-ass Barbie doll or something. Like, with the skin and all. Like, you could, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel bad for her. Now, there was a post that I seen. I'm going to go to it so I can read it. Read it in its entirety and then give you my thoughts on what, you know, what the girl was, what she was saying. It really kind of made sense. I ain't gonna lie. It really did make sense. Okay. Where is that? Okay, here we go. Okay, so also in that picture, the same one I'm talking about, Nicki Minaj, has a, like, something in her hair. It looks like, either, I guess it's the Finley prints, or I guess she literally got the prints on the hair. Now, so, of course, somebody posted a picture of Lil' Kim, and she got the Chanel on her hair. She got the Chanel symbol. So, I'm not sure who this person is, but they put, I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It says, I don't care what any bitch has to say. This shit is weird. Yes, she paid homage. Yes, she's a huge rapper and millionaire and very impactful in the rap world. But if you beef with someone and had an epic beef that has never been resolved, just died down, why would you wear trends or styles like a bitch you tried to diminish and criticize? It's time for a new glam team, Nikki, or time for a resolution. And you come together as mother and daughter, because this shit is weird. I'm sorry. This is why I'm always confused and making judgments about her. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what it is, man, but I feel her 100%. I just don't, like, Nicki Minaj does shit that makes no sense at all. It's almost like, for one, you're 37. What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's about you now. Like, all this paying homage and all this bullshit, it was cool when you was, like, probably right at 30, just, hey, I'm going to show some respect. But right now, you making your, like, you still living, she's still living like a young person, like her mind is still, you know, that's what that money do to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, so she's still living as if she's young. Like, you don't need to pay homage. You don't need to pay homage no more. You don't need to pay homage no more to no other, like, to no Lil Kim or none of that. And then it's like, you're not even paying homage. It's to the point where it's like, I guess you just trying to have, it's almost, remember like I was saying with the Lala post with the Carmelo Anthony situation, like, you posted a heartbreak moments after people are posting saying that Carmelo's cheating. Then you delete the post. What the hell did you leave the post for? What are you trying, you see what I'm saying? Like, I think she posted that on purpose. You know what I'm saying? I think that they do that shit. They do that shit a lot. Like Nicki posted that because she knew that somebody was going to dig up a Lil Kim pic or something and put it up there. And she knew that just to get a little bit more controversy. You know, like I say, everything they do is usually calculated. You know what I'm saying? I know even when I did it at a smaller level, everything I did was kind of like calculated on certain things like mixtape drops or, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. You know, first time speaking after a mixtape drop. Like, I had, like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. But Nicki gotta, like, it's what she's even way past the time for that, because Nicki was supposed to be making her own trends where it's like somebody that's in line right now is mimicking her. You know what I'm saying? It's like the only symbol that Nicki Minaj, that people try to do that was like Nicki Minaj, was the little jump where they sit up on that little, with that little poster where, you know, they trying to show you, like, you know, that they pussy fat. And that's even Lil' Kim shit. Remember Lil' Kim did it with when she had like the leopard shit on. So that's not even Nicki Minaj's shit. And that's how she became on, because it was like, she came in and gave you that. So it was like, oh shit, it gave you that. It threw you right back to like Lil Kim, and then, you know, and what's the other one? The one that's definitely eat one of her ears, Foxy Brown and them. She brought you that feeling. And that's how she kinda got on. You know what I'm saying? Like, from, and you know, and her talent did it as well. She, you know, she's definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? But now it's time for you. Like, you 37. Like, you be 38 next year. Like, you know, or later on this year or something. So it's like, when are you going to start doing your own thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you damn near as old as Jay-Z. So it's like, when are you going, it should be somebody out there trying to do what you do. Like, it's another nigga that's going to come on and try to do the Blueprint cover. You know what I'm saying? With Jay-Z on, you know what I mean? Like, it's no kind of things that like, I don't see other females trying to be like people already trying to do like what Cardi's doing already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think she need to focus on that type of stuff and stop trying to be a meme. You know what I'm saying? You keep on trying to make the shade room for poses and shit, and you keep on throwing yourself, you know what I'm saying? Every time you post, it's going to be something every fucking time. my apologies for that. Something came up, so I had to stop that. But yeah, you know, back to, like I said, back to what I'm saying. You know, I just think that the girl on the post is 100% right. Like, you just throwing. It's just very confusing. Like, it's like you fuck with the person or you not. Like, you had an endless, you know, endless beef where you know, I guess most people say that you won, you know, and then you steady keep making posts and stuff about her, or like, you know, keep trying to like bring up trends and styles, and it's always something like that. It's always like it's either the hair or the jacket or, you know, and I know that sometimes, you know, people seem like this. Seem like, you know, it's a lot of fucking people in the world. So it's like, it's hard to post something for millions of people and nobody find nothing wrong with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a million motherfuckers, more than a million, 6 to 7, 8, 9 million motherfuckers. One or two niggas liable to say some fuck shit on the post. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got to get over that shit. Like, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, I don't know, Nikki. Like, it's like she too old. It's like, it's almost like, I mean, I know she don't plan on being like a 46-year-old rapper or shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when are you going to start your trends where niggas, like, when they think back to like, oh shit, what, like, even with the titty out joke, like, that was Lil' Kim shit. You know, Lil' Kim did that shit first. Like, so it's like, what is people going to be able to do for Nicki Minaj? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't seen one person come out and really, like, and then the one person that was kind of like, that I can actually honestly say that was just like really fucking with Nicki Minaj, like, you could tell she was like Team Nicki, the little Asian doll bra. And what happened? Nicki, like I said, I don't see her talking about Nicki no more, you know, because the shit went viral. And you know, a lot of people, basically it was like this. She went, like, Nicki Minaj was going live, and then Asian Doll must have came into the live, and it was like two people. It was like a person that you couldn't see but you could hear, and then you could see Nicki Minaj in the back. And like, Nicki Minaj, or the lady must have been she must have been like shouting out like who was joining. And then, so she said like two or three names, and then she was like, and Nicki Minaj was like, hey, or hey, Devin, or hey, Bob. Like, she was like, two or three people. And then the person was like, Asian doll. And then Nicki Minaj did, like, she didn't, I mean, if you a real nigga, like, not a real nigga, but like, if you a person, she was trying to clown her. She was trying to clown her. Like, she kind of like, did the little, like a little silent little, and then like looked down, but she kind of played it off good. But like, you can tell, like, the comments and shit, they took it the other way, like, bitch, back up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause she was calling Nicki Minaj her mother. And I guess she was trying to get Nicki Minaj to sign her before Gucci got her. And I ain't gonna lie, she was doing a lot of eating. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, but I haven't seen much after that live drop, when that live came out and it went on post, that like, damn, she just like just carried Asian Doll. And she was like the biggest, like, she might've actually been one of the girls like how Megan got all the little broads running behind her, and, you know, and then she run, you know what I'm saying? It's like, she might've actually had that chance with Asian Doll. Like, Asian Doll, like Asian Doll could've been her little tag along. And she could have did that, but see, she always trying to do shit on an upper echelon level. Like, you never see her with, you know what I'm saying, like, the other broads, or because she thinks, you could tell that she's so rich. Like, I think female rich and nigga rich is two different things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Females shit is a lot cheaper, except for the actual expensive shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, you know, everything's gonna be expensive because she's rich, but like I said, like, she's rich as shit. You know what I'm saying? So in her mind, like, people that aren't rich, they're not gonna be close to her. It's just not gonna happen. Maybe when they step out occasionally, it's just not gonna happen. So she's not, her mind is out of, like Nicki Minaj, my frame is like, she's as big as like Prince or Michael Jackson. Like in her mind, it's like Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Nicki Minaj. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how her mind frame thinks. You can just tell. You can tell like she thinks she's like literally like on Madonna status. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know, and she's up there. She's up there, but like I said, she's even more up there in her mind. She's there in her mind. But you know, and reason why a lot of the girls ain't relating to her is because she lost that hood shit. You know, now of course she can snap back into it and rap about it. Of course, yeah, she's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? But she's not living that. You see what I'm saying? She's not living anything. It's like you call an event at a Sprint store, like that's just because you're valuing who you are more than, bitch, this is a Sprint store. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, call like have us a concert or something, or you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But yeah, so it's like she doesn't, you know, you never see her in the videos. IG video, you might be her two up and coming rappers and Trina and Gucci wife, you know what I'm saying? Like how you see her, all the other broads, you know what I'm saying? You see Gucci wife with Trina and she with that other broad from that Love & Hip Hop show, and then you got Megan Thee Stallion in the back, you got Amaa Shumpert wife, the one with the sexy ass body, she ripped the shit, Tiana Taylor, you got like Tiana Taylor in the joint, you see what I'm saying? You'll never see Nicki Minaj in them situations. So that's why in their mind, they like, this bitch thinks she motherfucking the king of some, you know what I'm saying? She thinks she top. Bitch, you is not Beyonce. You keep posting these posters with Beyonce and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's where she thinks she's at. And she was at one point. I tell you, like, I will never forget. It was the little, how do I do like that? How do I do? Like, when she dropped that song, y'all know what I'm talking about. It was a long time. It was probably it was between like 09, because I was in my second apartment. I moved there in 09. So it was like between 09 and probably like 14, it came out. And she was like, how do I do like that? How do I? She was like on a beach or some shit like that. That was like when Nicki Minaj was like, woo! You know, I want to say then I think after that came the Anaconda. And you know what I'm saying? That's what she was like. Ripping, you know, so she was ripping shit, you know, but now it's like everything switched, man. Like everything is different. Like a lot of niggas is fucked up in their settings, like, cause the settings done changed. So it's like, damn, I'm still playing on. I'm running with the 85 Bears, and these niggas got the motherfucking the 2017 Golden State Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Different sport and all that shit. Another, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different game, so a lot of people is losing, and Nicki Minaj is just one of them. But social media wise, money wise, she ain't fucking losing. So, and that's another reason why people look at her like dork, because like, why are you bitching? What are you bitching about? Like, you got plenty of money, you rich, you know what I'm saying? You go on tour when you want, and you know, you got your little, you got your radio show. Like, you know, now the radio show, I know that shit died the fuck down. And I told you it would, because that radio show had to die down or Nicki Minaj was going to end up getting her ass whooped. Somebody was going to get through them damn bouncers, and one of these little skinny bras was going to slip through these bouncers and beat the shit out of her ass. You know what I'm saying? And then they probably go to jail. But that's what it is. You riding around, one of her top dogs was one of Remy Ma's ex-dog. Like, who rolls like that? Like, what the fuck? You fucking with somebody that was just dissing you with another broad. Now you on this side? Like, how could you trust somebody like that? Like, how? Like, it's no way you was just on the... How do you feel? Like, you know what I'm saying? I can see, like, there's no way I could get into that. Even in the time frame of what was going on. Like, if she just started being friends with her now, then that would be like, okay. But soon as she fell out with Remy, she went right over to Nicki. And that's fake as shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like, you know, that's my piece on Nicki Minaj. You know, I had to touch on her. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. My next topic is I gotta go with the city girl. What's her name? The one that's out of jail, young mommy. First of all, I'm gonna say I love you. I love you. I love her voice. Her voice is so country and non-understanding. You know what I'm saying? It's so country and non-understanding. I love it. I love it. I know it sounds weird, but I love it. But this video, this is some thought ass shit. She argued with a dude about a post about some dude saying, you know, this whack ass city boy shit. And then here it is. The city boys really think they winning right now. Y'all delusional. Now, the guy says, how you saying this, but you pregnant and Meg got a boyfriend. Y'all losing for real. Young M, and she says, I'm pregnant by a producer and Meg on her hot girl shit, period. Okay. All right, now here comes 808 Mafia. This is Southside. This is who she's pregnant by. I murdered the summer. City Boys. He highlighted City Boys. Now, she comes back and says, I secured 18 years. City Girls to put the money jump. Hello? That's fucking cool? That's cool to do? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you see where niggas, like, money make motherfuckers not even think. You know what she's, for the slow brains that didn't catch that. When you have a kid by a motherfucker, you put them on child support, they got to take care of the kid till the kid's 18 years old. Securing 18 years. That man's money is long. 808 been, he was producing for Waka Flocka and then when they was like 21, 22. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga been around for a minute. His beats is expensive, and he gonna give you a hit. You know what I'm saying? He Atlanta like street nigga. So he got his street nigga money coming in, and his producer money, and that shit is like way bigger. If you can make it to a big level at producing, that's like way more money for real than a lot of rappers, because especially rappers that ain't doing shows. You know what I'm saying? You'll be making way more money just on beats and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that bag is definitely secure. But the point of her saying that on a post, like you want to look that good on social media that you would dish your, you would take a risk. That could have been a joke that you could have, like, bitch, you could have said that shit to me in person. You know what I'm saying? Why you gonna say that on the Instagram? Like, what type, you know what I'm saying? That's whack. That's whack as shit to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't take that. Like, I would be really, if I was that him, I would be like, damn, cuz. So she don't even, that she letting him know. He don't know, but she letting him know that, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you do. If we break up or not, nigga, I'm secured 18 years. That baby ain't even here yet. And you already talking about 18 years that you secured? That's crazy, man. Like, that's crazy for a nigga to even... Bro, I would have been like, delete that comment, man. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Or I would have... It's no way. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't even fuck with a nigga. You can't even fuck with a nigga. And look, she ain't even put a laugh out loud or nothing. Like, she dead ass meant that shit. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You can fuck whoever you want. They don't even care. You can go cheat on them. These bitches are so good nowadays. They'll show your ass emotion, cry, and everything. As soon as you turn your back, the bitch is smiling like shit. Like, man, they dangerous, man. They unstable creatures, man. Unstable creatures, man. Like bro said on Baby Boy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? These unstable creatures. Like, this is some real live nasty shit. Like, what kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, do you even love the nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like for you to be able to, I don't think that one of my females could have said that to me, like, or any of my people that I know that I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, I can't think of like a something to put, you know, to compromise that. Like, if you, I don't have kids, so I can only think to another baby father that'll hear his baby mother and say, hey, nigga, I'm secure for 18 years, motherfucker. Like, what? That's just, nigga, she telling you right then and there, bruh. It is what it is, man. And she gonna do her too. When the baby drops, she gonna do her. She's already letting you know. That situation right there, she had that baby. And I'm gonna tell you another thing. It also shows, if you so worried about, you a big artist out here, but you know you ain't rapping about shit. And somebody else is writing that bullshit and it still ain't coming out that good. And so her career, this is how you know, their career is not in rap, it's not safe. Like, not a lot of people can come out and do like what Lil Baby and them did. Like, that nigga came out and like secured himself almost like for life early as shit. You know what I'm saying? Because of how shit is running over there. But like her, nah. You never know if the other girl come out of jail, and I feel like the other girl that's in jail is whacker. I feel like she is even some more shit or whatever. If she come out and she some shit, that shit is over. That shit is going to go down the drain. The only thing they can do is like speak on more and more thought shit. That's why the song Act Up, You Can Get Smacked Up. That's why the song is living so long. Because they actually kind of like covered everything in that fucking song. They covered everything. What's the other one? Talking All Loud in a Fake Ass Clothes. Like, you know what I'm saying? All that, like, they basically said everything. They touched all bases. So that's, I guarantee you, whatever they drop after that you will always end up going back to those songs because they said everything that a thought ass person could have in their mind. You know what I'm saying? Or not just that, but just anything that any black girl could possibly feel. You know, whether she's a good girl or a bad girl, a good girl that's not saying it, you know, whatever it is, she can feel from that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all got haters but to me, if I was him, I would really question if Shawty loved me, man. Like, seriously, I would really question that because that's some, like, you took that to Instagram. Like, you could have said that to me in person. Like what he said was a joke. I killed this, you know what I'm saying? Basically saying, like, okay, first off, this fucking city boys and city girls shit is not the end of the fucking world. Like, these motherfuckers are serious. So for you to think saying some snaking ass, longevity, that's a longevity ass dream lie right there. Or, you know what I'm saying, what she just said in that post, 8 years can pass and then in the ninth year that post will come in effect. Bitch, this was fuck you. I was trying, yeah, I got 10 more years on your ass. You see what I'm saying? So you will never know. It could go great for 3 years. That fourth year, fuck this nigga. But you still, we still in here for 18 years, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's a long-term cap right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know when she gonna imply that shit. It's crazy that she said that and the baby ain't even here. So it shows you where Shawty's mind, where her mind at. You ain't even had the baby yet. And you already talking about 18 years? Do you even want the damn baby? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, this shit is crazy, man. Like, this, like, I want kids like shit, but I don't know, man. I don't even know if I could be a good parent in this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the positive and the good shit that you say to a motherfucker, that shit is drowned out by so many people. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's not just like, you gotta watch the friends or, you know what I'm saying? Or you gotta watch them around certain people. This shit is like worldwide. Everybody feel this way. They all feel like this, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Maybe that's why I'm not blessed with kids yet because like, I wouldn't really, I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? It's, the shit is so, it's so impactful. Like, a lot of shit that I see, I know I'm going off topic a little bit, a lot of shit that I see, if I had a kid, I wouldn't be fucking with. Like, if I had a kid right now, and she was like 13 or 14, she wouldn't have no fucking iPhone. Nigga, she would have a little ass Barney Rubble phone. Nigga, you're a kid, you're a child. Fuck that, fuck YouTube. That's how they seeing all this dumbass shit, going home, killing themselves and shit. Getting bullied, then going online, looking at another nigga getting bullied and saying, fuck it, let's kill, let's die together. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit. I'm dead ass serious. Where the fuck you think they finding this shit at? Ain't no parent sitting around talking about a kid about killing himself. Where the fuck you think he's seeing that at? This is what I was telling you about the gay stuff. You putting the gay shit in the little boy's mind. Does that little boy, is? Do you know if this little young boy, is he gay or is he trying to be like his favorite character on this show that's gay? Tell me that. Care, folk. But, I don't know. Like I said, my thoughts could be like, this nigga tripping. It might be somebody listening right now like, this nigga don't know what he talking about. But I'm telling you I'm right, man. I'm telling you. I done seen it, man. I done seen it. You know what I'm saying? This girl really ready. She really ready for that baby. But she's more in, you ready for the baby or you ready for them 18 years to start? Which one? It sounds like you more wait, because you clearly got a rap career ahead of you. You doing shows, jumping, surfing crowds and shit. You know, you getting money with P and them. You got a major label behind you that's killing the game. So rap is bright. Unless I'm right. She's some shit and ain't got shit else to talk about. So they say, you know what? Fuck it. Secure this bag right here. Get them 18 years. That's 18 years of regardless of what. It's almost like now she like, shit. I'm like, I'm rich nigga free with just cuz. All I gotta do is keep fucking cuz. Cause that's how it is. A nigga mind frame will never change on a bra until she stop fucking him. Damn, man, bitch ain't give me no pussy no more. That's when you stop. You see what I'm saying? So, and it's just that what them girls, what they got, and they and elite on them is, damn. All I gotta do is keep fucking them. You see what I'm saying? And everything's straight. And that, like I said, and as the men, just think about it. If you a nigga and you listening to this right now, you probably like, damn, you right like shit. Until she stop fucking you, you ain't gonna think nothing. You like, what the fuck is going on? What? Damn. Got no pussy in the man. You know what I'm saying? You would not. If she keep on hit, you keep fucking her and everything going good, life is great. That's why all the that's ladies, that's why when you hit him with an argument, he like, where the fuck this come from? Come on, man. Listen to your boy, man. Listen to your boy. Moneybagg Yo and Megan. My whole thing is this. Why y'all try a fake hide relationship? It just make you really understand like that for females, like they're better off not letting people know they have a man. It just like I've said this 3-4 times. I've said this back when I was doing podcasts on Dej Loaf. It's better, unless they think you gay. You see, they was trying to X Dej Loaf out, trying to say she was gay. So that's why they threw in the Dirk situation. Like, hey, come on, Dirk, be her boyfriend for a little bit. Y'all make a little song together. Ooh, get this gay shit out of here. But you see, Dej Loaf was a real person. You see, she done faded now. Because you see, she's seeing the real. You know, remember her father's in the game. Her father's like a big executive. Well, her father signed niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? So she was going to be good regardless. So that's how she's able to not look so thirsty and desperate. Just back out, post pictures every now and then, here and there. You know what I'm saying? Now, they post a picture now because they like, shit, man, we are this amount of this much money. You got this coming in, and it's already out there. Let's go ahead and put it out there now. They keep finding us in little restaurants and little shit like that, so let's go ahead and give it to them now. You know what I'm saying? Man, I don't feel like nothing, you know, nothing was wrong. I'll tell you one thing, she better not get pregnant. She better not get pregnant because like, she ain't did enough to survive off of pregnancy. You see what I'm saying? Like, even Cardi B, she could have even, only reason she didn't buckle is, I'm telling you, is QC. QC is the real reason she didn't buckle. The love from Offset and all that shit, and the shit from, like, it's all, even now, how it looks is like, Cardi B has the bigger audience as opposed to the Migos. You see, her album, number one in the world, Offset album, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was charting for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just like anything that's new that drops is going to chart for a little bit. Then after a week or so, it's, you don't even talk about it no more. You know what I'm saying? But you know, of course, she got all the views now because she got all the attention of the sexy ladies and the pretty females that like to get their hair done, to get their nails done, that relate to the eyelashes and the, you know what I'm saying, that relate to that shit. They relate to them big ass bags and them colorful wigs, and that's a lot of females. So that's why her shit is buzzing right now. You see what I'm saying? Her shit is buzzing. They ain't worried about what she's saying. Even though, like I said, her content is good, shit. Cardi, I ain't never came on here and said I don't think Cardi B shit wasn't hot or whatever. I just was like, who's writing it? You know what I'm saying? How do you feel? Is this how you feel? How this producer feels? You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I just feel like they, you know, congrats to them, Moneybagg. That's my dog. One thing I want ladies to be like, ladies that's in school, don't look at that mega situation and be like, when you get in school and you go through and you bust your ass and you go all the way through to the finish, you graduate, you're not about to turn back and do no rap. Because it makes no sense at all. The money that you can make from, you know, doing your field and your major, it's gotta be like on the same level. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, because like I said, rap is just, it's show by show. Like that shit'll look live for it right now. It's gonna look lit for it from summer to summer for about two or three years. And then you'll see that shit start to slow off. Want to hear, to keep hearing that big old freak shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit hot right now because this hot girl shit, then pretty soon, like let's say when we get to next summer, you think motherfuckers still gonna be saying that city boy, city girl shit? They gonna be, you already looking, shit, the shit is already going too far. If you ask me, it's going way too far. I can't believe that Southside put that on his page. I mean, put that in that comment, city boys. Like, I can't believe that. I mean, he got to. His girl is head city girl. So I guess it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And then, but it's like, you see how niggas is trending down to what's going on? These grown ass men out here calling themselves hot boys and hot girls and shit. You remember last time people was calling themselves hot girls and hot boys? Nigga, that was back with Lil Wayne and them in like fucking 05, 04 and shit. You know what I'm saying? So this shit ain't even nothing new. You see what I'm saying? Everything just trend the fuck back over. But motherfuckers is so young that it's like you can manipulate them. And that's the game right there. You can get, this young generation is so young that you can kind of like manipulate them with everything and make it seem like, oh, damn, you did that? You know what I'm saying? And that's really how a lot of shit is taken. You know what I'm saying? That's really how a lot of shit is taken. So we're gonna get into some tunes. I know I've been talking for a long time, but I said I was gonna give y'all a nice, impactful episode. It's been a while, you know. So stand by. Key Glock. I fuck with you. I definitely been cranking the new shit. But busting them windows out, trying to go viral for busting some windows out. Man, that shit was mad fucking corny, man. Like, mad corny. Like, and to me, like I said, the reason I spoke on it because I feel like that's what this rap should have you in. Like, even if you, like, look as sweet and look, you know, a bunch of money and cars and, you know, and it still just don't. It don't amount up to them being like when you first drop and you're trending, like you just dropped your tape and then, you know, the love that you get right then and there when motherfuckers is like, damn, cuz that shit was fire. Oh shit, like I'm fucking with this joint. Oh shit, you know, you're getting a little fire emojis everywhere, motherfuckers reposting your shit. For a rap nigga, man, that nigga, that's like feeling like the president. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you the illest nigga in the world when your mixtape drop. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't get, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you see sometimes motherfucker it don't go right. You will see a nigga get to talking real quick. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because that's like the ultimate moment. When that joint, it's almost like you be at, like that countdown, you be in your mind with it. Like, 3, 2, bitch out. You know what I'm saying? Your hard work and shit like that, you know? And like I said, it's hard to match that on an everyday basis with just posting pictures or, you know, shooting a video. And it's the way Glock, like the type of rapper he is, like, remember, I did a Key Glock album review, and it's like, I can't believe it, but it's like one of my biggest podcasts, you know what I'm saying, that I did. Was, you know, his album review. And like one thing I said on there, like motherfuckers had to be fucking with it for it to go that fucking, like it's almost like 2,000 plays on it. You know what I'm saying? And like when you search me on like a new phone or a new app or something, like you'll see like one of the first episodes they show you is the Key Glock album review. And like one thing I said on there was like, his career won't last long because like, what he's talking about, like it's like listen to his last song. I ain't gonna lie, I cranked the shit out of this motherfucker. It's a bad bitch, top notch, make a jaw drop. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like he ain't talking about shit. Bad bitch, top notch, make a jaw drop, top notch. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not like, what you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's really just getting beats and, you know, he's rhyming, you know, certain things. And it's, and like I said, that won't last long because at the end of the day, you're going to have to eventually start to talk about something. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he's not doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that it's going to end up catching up with him. And I think it's already catching up with him because, you know, he just dropped a new video. It looked like it's on some lame shit. It's not, you know, it's like, remember that all of the shit that 6ix9ine did, he definitely showed you like what trendy shit was. Like when you drop and then bam, you getting 100 million plays and shit like that. You know, he shows you that level. So anything under that, a lot of rappers is feeling some type of way. Not right at that moment, or, you know, if they don't get anywhere near it, they don't, you know, but let's say he was doing, what, 30 million a day, I think, or 36 million, 30, 40 million a day with some of the songs that he dropped, and these dudes coming out, they may do 175K, you know what I'm saying? So that's a big fucking drop-off. We're talking like 30 million to, you see what I'm saying? So, like I said, that trap shit is not really what it's made out to be. Like, it's not, like, as far as money, like I said, like, have we talked about anything on, like, remember, what trends you on those social sites is streams. It ain't really downloads. It's streams. How many times is it getting played? A certain amount of streams equals a download. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it kind of goes hand to hand, but your streams are, because a lot of people play your shit and don't download it. You'll have way more plays than you'll have downloads always, because, you know, some motherfuckers ain't going to take every song. Everybody not going to like every song. You know what I'm saying? So you will always have more play. That's why they combine it to, you know, a certain amount of plays equals this. You know what I'm saying? So that still don't really know who's keeping, like, who's really keeping, you know what I'm saying, a Megan Thee Stallion drop. And besides those, you know, those four power songs, you know what I'm saying, the ones that's, you know, going around the world, they, you know, that they all sing, and, you know, every day and shit. But I don't know, man. Like, this is what I was saying, man. Like, you busting out windows in Lamborghinis and motherfucking, like, Porsche trucks and shit. Like, you could even tell that how he was laughing, it was goofy as shit. Even the dude in the first part of the video when he was, like, dancing and, you know what I'm saying? Even the shit that he was doing there was, like, stupid. Like, the laugh, he was like, ha, ha, ha. Like, you could tell he was laughing. Like, he knew that was some goofy-ass, dumb-ass shit. Like, what are you walking around the house with a bat busting windows for? Now, some rich nigga commented saying windows are free on those kind of cars. I don't know how true that is. But if that is true, that is super, super lame, because it's like you fake flossing. Like, you fake making it seem like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how true that is, though. I don't know how true that is. That could be, I don't know. Maybe he was saying window salt don't cost shit, as opposed to fix another window, maybe. You know, I don't know. Maybe if he meant they were dead free. But if they are dead free, like, which is probably not, you know, but come on now. Come on now. Like, ain't nobody driving around with motherfucking, nigga, the glass in your car, nigga, the same glass that's in my motherfucking windshield. Like, it ain't no special kind of windshields or nothing, nigga. Glass is glass. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker gonna crash and break just like everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just stupid. Like, it's just stupid. And you can just tell, like, the first video where after he bust the window, he dropped the bat and ran off. And he came back and they were still recording. So it was like, wasn't nobody else even laughing at that shit? Like, you know, he the only, like, it's just goofy shit, man. Just goofy shit. And that shit, I seen that shit on 10 different pages of motherfuckers just posting that shit. Boom Gang. I mean, Key Glock. I just thought about Boom Gang. That's why his name popped in my mind. But like I said, that's some corny shit right there. There's nothing tight about that. And I would respect Dolph like shit. But, you know, like I said, real man shit, that shouldn't hit the internet. Even if that did happen. Even if Dolph did check him in private or whatever, that shouldn't hit the internet. You know what I'm saying? So I hope Dolph checked him in private, like, bruh, that was some corny shit, bruh. Don't even do that shit no more. Like, that shit didn't help nothing. Like, you just got motherfuckers, you just made trending for, like, you could say, look, today I think he made trending for saying, bitch, him, I don't drink liquor. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just find ways to get out of it. It's a part of the marketing. It's a part of the marketing. But like I said, when you see people going to these kind of measurements, even with all that damn jewelry and ice and all this 60,000 on my teeth, all that bullshit, you still pulling shit like this to get views and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you have the money? Is it, you know what I'm saying? It's just not worth it, man. It's just not worth it. Like I said, Young Miami just showed you a situation. She's way hotter than Key Glock. She's way hotter. Way more shows. Like, I don't even be seeing Key Glock at too many shows. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she's way hotter. And look at her. She just said, fuck the shows. Fuck all this shit. Fuck all these tours. Let me have this baby and get some real money down. Before now, the pressure is off. Now I can go out here. She'll probably even be a better rapper now, because now she ain't got shit. You know, she ain't even got to think about that shit. That shit can just roll off her tongue. At the end of the day, nigga, 18 years She all right. She good till she, I don't know how old she is or whatever. She good till she probably about 40. You know what I'm saying? So, she good to go. Boom Gang back in the media today with a broken jaw or broken teeth or something. I like I said, man, with that dude, I wouldn't be surprised if all of that shit was fake. I mean, even the video, well, like I said, the nigga was at a hospital, so he was fucked up, so he had to have been. It didn't even look like the dude hit him that hard. You know what I'm saying? It didn't even look like the dude hit him. It looked like the dude kind of like stole him and like he probably got him good, but I don't think, like I said, I don't think usually to break a nigga jaw, you kind of got to get him. You kind of got to get a great follow up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a follow through. He hit him, but he didn't get that follow through or whatever. So like I said, he might have broken shit. It definitely was on that right side. And that was like Boom Gang was he was facing left. And where the guy was standing on, yeah, the guy was standing on Boom Gang's left. So a punch would come on that right jaw. You know what I'm saying? So, on that left side of that jaw, that's where somebody standing on your left side, that's where it's going to go. So I don't know, man. The dude broke his shit, man. He got a weak jaw because that was not a big hit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you never know. Like, it'd be a certain way you know, you had his mouth placed, or if he was talking while he got hit, or, you know, maybe the grill, you know, anything. But that is crazy, man. Like, you come back on the scene, you ain't post shit in a minute, but you post with your jaw, bro. Like, Jesus Christ, like, send me up, sis. Like, they just be like, send me up, man. Hey, shit, nigga, I ain't been on social media in 2 months, nigga, but I just got shot, nigga. Post this. I love y'all.